When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
All right, there's this viral video right now. It's circulating online throughout, it's everywhere yesterday. It's continuing today. It's a guy who's got a theory about the housing market, and it has to do with what I mentioned just a few moments ago. The fact that Zillow isn't just a platform for showing you homes, they're actually buying homes. And he's got this theory, and David Hochberg, I can hear you breathing there, but we're going to play this video, and then David Hochberg is going to tell you why he's totally and completely wrong. Here it is.
What if there was a company that everybody knew of to look for houses? And everybody goes on there and searches for houses when they're bored and stuff. And so that company, they just sit back and they just collect all the data. They just know what zip code is looking at what zip code and how much those people can afford. Everyone's looking at this one zip code. Everybody seems to be able to afford this certain amount. And let's say that billion-dollar company uses that information to go into that zip code and start purchasing houses. Because the people that are selling their houses, even though they sell it for a little bit less sometimes than what the home could actually be worth, and they pay these high fees to this billion-dollar company, it's a convenience factor. So this company's scooping up houses less than what they actually could cost.
So he's basically making the charge, David Hochberg, that Zillow is scooping up a whole bunch of homes in a neighborhood and kind of doing some sort of market manipulation thing. I was like, hey, wait a minute. Can this be true? And you told me absolutely no. You don't believe it. It's not true.
No. It's called Economics 101, supply and demand. And if you want to look at the video, for all of your listeners that haven't seen the video, it's a 20-something-year-old sitting in his mother's living room with a black shirt with a mayonnaise stain on it, telling his dog, his pain in the rear end dog, to shut up throughout the entire video, you know, barking out conspiracy theories about how Zillow is going into a unnamed town and gobbling up all these houses in the hottest real estate market on the planet at under market value, and then somewhere down the road, after they miraculously gobble up 30 houses for cash at below market value, that they buy the 31st one at $340,000 and make $1.2 million with the snap of the finger. Okay, it doesn't work like that, right? It's called supply and demand. There's tons of closing costs involved with closing every single one of those houses when they buy them. There's also closing costs when they go to sell them. You got title costs and you've got appraisal fees and all that stuff. It's just complete nonsense. You've got some knucklehead sitting in his mother's living room with a mayonnaise stain on his black shirt telling his dog to shut up, who doesn't give any state that he's talking about or any town in any state to be specific. So listen, I can sit in my living room with my dogs barking, come up with nonsense too and do a viral video, but I got better things to do with my time than this guy does.
And I hear you on that. The reason I even went to you is because I thought, my gosh, everyone is commenting on this, acting as if it is truth. But the one thing it did sort of reveal to me that I didn't know before is that Zillow is actually in the business of buying homes. I really genuinely thought they were a platform for you to search homes, but they are buying them, right?
For sure. Well, they're there to search homes. They're there to sell homes. They're there to hook consumers up with mortgages. I mean, they basically went from a platform where they would take money from mortgage professionals and realtors to get leads, to sell them leads, to basically saying, we're going to set up our own lending arm and our own realtor arm, and we're going to sell these homes ourselves and connect the buyers with mortgages. I mean, it's just a natural progression of their business model. It's no different than BlackRock did in 2008 in the collapse. Okay, mm-hmm. They went down locally and all throughout the country. They bought up huge blocks of houses. They went to Romeoville, for example. Romeoville, before the crash in 07, houses were going for $250,000 to $300,000. Post-crash, they were selling them for $80,000 because nobody could. There was no floor to the market in Romeoville because everything collapsed so badly. They were unfinished houses that they were buying. So what did this investment, bazillion-dollar investment company do? They came in, stabilized the market, put renters in those houses that didn't have any renters, which helped all the businesses in the Romeoville and Joliet and Plainfield area. It helped all the electricians and all the plumbers and all the dry cleaners and all the grocery stores that fed from that fed off of all of those residents that moved into those rentals. And then when the market stabilized, they started selling those properties off for a profit. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a great business model.
In that case, they helped stabilize the market, as you point out, because there was a crash and not many people were Absolutely. Jumping into the market. I just wonder, in times good times like now, when you're seeing housing prices jump so dramatically and sales up with, you know, still very high, what impact this has on the marketplace when you have giant home buyer, you know, groups like with billions of dollars behind them, what impact that has?
What impact would it have? Well, number one, you're not going to come into a marketplace that's hot and buy homes for $300,000. It's going to be a natural progression up, right? 300 to 310 to 315, 330. It's called supply and demand, okay? What's going to happen is when the governor stops messing around with these rental moratoriums and eviction moratoriums, and everybody who owns rental properties can evict their tenants who aren't making their payments. And here's my prediction: the governor's going to kick it back to October because, according to a longtime landlord in Chicago, everybody knows, according to this guy, that Sheriff Dart's not going to evict anybody November through April because it's too cold. So mm-hmm. what's going to happen is all these evictions are going to start happening next spring. You're going to have the foreclosure moratorium ending, I think, at the end of November, finally. So then the foreclosures are going to start in November for those who can't make the mortgage payment after all this forbearance. That's going to take 5-6 months to process all that paperwork. So next June, you're looking at a ton of inventory coming on the market. We've already seen rates gone up a half a point this week alone. So it's a perfect storm of a correction next spring, next fall. It's going to happen. There's going to be more supply. And why, if you're Zillow, a bazillion-dollar company, be playing that game in an upwardly mobile market? It doesn't make any sense. You'd want to do what BlackRock did and the other investment portfolios did in 2008. You came in when the market was on its rear end. Everything was blood in the streets. There was real estate values down 60-70%. They came in, bought a ton of assets, held on mm-hmm. to those assets, put renters into those properties, created cash flow, which wasn't that difficult to do because they bought it so inexpensively, stabilized the market, and away we went.
I got to run, David, but you've answered many of my questions there, and thank you for doing that, and thanks for letting us know that video, if you come across it, is completely, it's just not even true. This is nonsense. Totally false.
Nonsense. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You too.